Good morning, how's everyone? You all looked, didn't you? Yeah, whenever you see a light, it's natural for us to follow the flashlight. It's natural to follow the flashlight. Because we are actually people who love light. You know, in the scripture today it says, O house of Jacob, come and follow or live and to follow the light of the world. You know, Jesus is the light of the world. That's why I have this flashlight. And that's why I'm shining it in your faces today. Because what does light do for us? What does light do for us? It allows us to see. Have you ever been outside on a real dark night? What kind of light do you see? You see the moon? What other light do you see? Stars. You see stars. Very good. Huh? You see darkness. Sometimes in the summertime, you see little lightning bugs, don't you? You see the lightning bugs flying around? And our eyes naturally go to the light. That's why I have a flashlight today. For Jesus is the light of the world. And Jesus came in to drive away the darkness. Whenever you walk into a dark room, what's the first thing you always do? You turn on the light. You flip the switch or you push the button. Yeah, you don't find too many push buttons anymore, but you flip the switch on. And what happens to the darkness? It's gone. The darkness flees from the light. And that's the message that we have today. The light has come into the world. Jesus has come. And since Jesus has come, we are to live in the light of our Lord. So therefore, when we see Jesus and look to Jesus, we will live in that light. And what does the light do for us? It guides us. Very good, Ben. Light guides us. What did Jesus do for us? What did he do with our sins? He took them away. Jesus is the light who came into the world, and he drives the darkness away. When Jesus went to the cross, well, the cross is over there. It's hard for you to see now. And there's a cross over there. There's a cross behind you. Whenever we see the cross, that cross reminds us that Jesus has come and taken away our sins and that he has driven our sins away from us. He has taken our sins onto himself, and Jesus has saved us. For Jesus is the light of the world. He is the one who has taken away all the sins. He has come to us, and he shines his light on us, and he shows us that we are his children. That happened there at the font. We became his child. And there at the cross, right above the font, is a sign to us that Jesus is the light who has taken away the sins of the world. He drives the darkness far from us. So therefore, let's fold our hands and close our eyes and bow our heads and let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for being the light that came into the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for driving away all the darkness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking our darkness onto yourself and taking it and nailing it to a cross. And therefore, Lord, since you are the light, we are to live in the light, and we are to live in your life and in your love forever and ever. Therefore, Lord Jesus, you have come once, but we also believe that you will come a second time. And therefore, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And all the children said,